I've got two questions for you. One, did you know Catholic Money Academy is available for a parish-wide subscription? That's right. Your parish can subscribe to Catholic Money Academy, and then everybody in the parish can sign up for free. Two, did you know that right now we're giving away prizes for introducing us to your parish? Head on over to walletwin.com/parishintro right now and fill out that form introducing us to somebody at your parish who we can talk to so they can learn more about our parish access program for Catholic Money Academy. You've got to introduce us before Thursday night. So fill out that form and you could be in the running for a number of different gift cards and prizes. That's walletwin.com/parishintro to introduce us to your parish today. That's walletwin.com/parishintro. What if the higher paying job wasn't always the option that'll get you ahead financially? Keep listening to find out why on this episode of The Catholic Money Show.
Several weeks back, we had a live event. It was our Money Together event that we got to do in the Diocese of Tyler, Texas. It was such a joy to be down there. And at all of our live events, we always maintain a portion of the day for live question and answer. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite parts of the day, I always feel like we just don't have enough time for these because there's so many thoughtful questions that get asked. But there was one that really stood out that day. And I thought, you know what? This comes up in some shape or another through emails or even in our own Catholic Money Academy community that I bet there's a lot of people listening to the podcast that might have this question too. And the question was this. Essentially, there was, you know, a young couple, they had a couple of kids, and they're kind of looking at what those next steps might be for them to begin making more progress with their finances. And the question was, you know, should I go for this higher paying job over here? But, you know, it'll have me on the road more, might lead to other opportunities, but, you know, it's going to pull me away from my family for sure. But, you know, it's higher paying, you know, and that would allow me to make more progress towards my money milestones. Like, that's better, right? And our answer isn't necessarily what you would have thought. And we're going to break down why that is in this episode, because it's a really hard question. And there's many factors to consider when you're going to back into it.
Yeah. And no bones about it. Making progress on the money milestones, making progress toward your current financial goal is a very good thing.
Absolutely.
And a higher paying job, more income, is probably going to get you to those goals and across those milestones faster.
Absolutely.
Or more peacefully, easier maybe, right? Because you just have more coming in versus what you've got going out. So you're able to put more money towards those goals to hit those milestones. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing.
Yes.
In general, that's what you want to be doing.
In an ideal world, it would be, hey, higher paying job that gets me closer to my goals with no downside, with zero drawbacks. If that's your case, go, go, go. All systems go ahead. The light is green. There isn't really a lot of discernment. Mm-hmm. But so often in these situations, there is going to be that yellow flag or possibly even a red flag, mm-hmm, where you're not, if you don't factor in some of these other considerations, you might not have a full discernment. And all too often, people will kind of just see the numbers and then think, oh, yes, it's a raise. But then they get into the situation and then they're not making the progress they thought they were. They pop the hood open and now examine that the amount they're making more has now drained out of their hands, out of their bank account, because of some of these things we're about to discuss. Mm-hmm. And really what they thought was a raise was actually just smoke and mirrors because it had all these cons attached to it that they didn't anticipate ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And that is what we want to draw your attention to, so that when you go into a situation where you're actually comparing, you know, a possibility of making a job change or getting a higher income, you need to be able to compare as many apples to apples as you can, not apples to oranges. And some of these things we're going to help you bring up are going to help you make that fair comparison.
Mm-hmm. We go to work, we get paid, and that payment is in exchange for the work that we're doing. Most of the time, at least the way it should work out, is harder work, tougher jobs, more responsibility ends up with higher pay. Mm-hmm. So you give more and get more. Usually that's how it can work. There's some inefficiencies in the system, but that's the general idea.
And some unjust wages out there on both ends.
Yes.
Low paying and high paying.
Let's just work within that premise of common sense and how things should be. So if you are looking towards this job, it has higher pay. Yeah, maybe it's going to be as simple as it's just some tougher work or it's more responsibility. You're managing more people now at the same hours, at the same place, working on the same project.
Okay.
But it might be asking more of you. It might be longer hours or more travel. There's going to be things, very likely, that are being asked of you to give more in order to gain more in that increased paycheck.
Yeah. So the things that we're going to ask you about right now, if you're the note-taking type, we're going to talk about the time cost, the happiness cost, and the coping mechanism cost. Ooh, that last one's my favorite.
Sounds
it's
like that
tricky.
Happiness cost was maybe a little low if there's a coping mechanism.
Exactly. These are sneaky. So you're talking about the time cost.
Sure. Well, yeah, there's all sorts of costs, but let's look at these. So the time cost, how could this higher paying gig cost you in time?
Exactly. So if it ends up leaving, you know, little to no time for your family and friends, let alone your hobbies, serving others, getting involved at church or organizations that you enjoy, coaching your kids, whatever. These things are not just throwaway activities. These are part of a well-rounded, full human experience. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I mentioned the most important things at the beginning, family and friends. These other things are not really optional for a real full human experience. We need these types of things in our life, even though they are quote unquote inefficient for earning more money. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because these activities, they help us grow in virtue. They help us grow as human persons. We get to interact with other people. We get to lead. We get to influence. And those are just really important. And so whenever we're just looking at our hours in the week and we're thinking, how can I squeeze out the most amount of money and at the exclusion of basically everything else that God's calling me to invest in, that is a huge, like a warning siren goes off. The red flag comes up. If we are staring at an option, that would probably be a longer term one. You know, I'm not saying for 3 or 4 weeks, somebody couldn't just nose to the grindstone, get in there and, you know, focus on work 100 hours a week and kind of temporarily pull back from some of these things. Okay, fine. Some people can do that. In some seasons, that might be the right decision, but it's not if this is a long-term decision, that is a bad choice. Mm-hmm. I don't like that because at the end of the day, if you are not engaging with your family and helping them become who they're called to be and leading them towards heaven, you're not fulfilling your vocation. If you don't, if you're not spending time with friends, investing in those relationships, if you're not using your gifts and your talents in your community, you're not becoming who God's called you to be. And no amount of money or pursuit of money should get in the way of those things. Mm-hmm. It's all about a balance.
Yes. So this is something to take into consideration in your discernment.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't expect to go from some, you know, part-time job working 20 hours a week somewhere in a pretty easy job to then fully providing for your family and all these things like in the same amount of time. There is at some point going to be a trade of increased time. Now, is it, all right, you know what? I've got to be there a little bit earlier, kind of get set for everybody coming in. So I have to leave the house half an hour early each morning. Or is it, I have to leave an hour earlier, I have to stay 2 hours later, and I have to come in every other Saturday as well.
Yeah.
So there's different ranges in here. And again, it's something to consider. Having a little bit more time at work is not always an evil thing.
No,
but
not at all.
You need to view it and acknowledge that that is going to be a cost perhaps with this offer. And also the other way too, if you're looking at a different job, well, maybe that's a benefit. Maybe it's less time.
Yep.
So now you're getting more time, maybe in exchange for
less pay.
Less pay.
That can happen too. Yeah, you just have to calculate the time cost. Don't go in just thinking that, yeah, this is just an automatic raise. Mm-hmm. Because I've seen many of Facebook groups where somebody thought they were getting a raise, but they forgot to calculate that they're driving an extra 40 miles.
They say, or it's on the other side of the city now.
All of a sudden now they're, you know, $500 a month more. Well, that went to gas. Mm-hmm. $400 of it went to gas. And so $100 for your time.
Hour and 15 minutes in the car.
Exactly. Like not. Those aren't worth it. So you just need to be able to make an accurate judgment there. All right, let's talk about the next one, happiness cost.
Ooh, yes. Sometimes, I mean, all the time, our work, what we're doing throughout the day can influence our mood, can get us in a really great mood, can get us in a bad mood, can get us really stressed out. I had a job one time. I was just stressed all the time about it.
I hated that job.
I couldn't. I was worried all the time. I was trying to get ahead and I couldn't. It was just so tough. It was a heck of a spot. That one, there was a high happiness cost there.
Mm-hmm. You were only in that for 6 months.
Yes.
Because of that.
It was.
It was just, you dreaded it. You never came home in a good mood. Nope. It served a purpose for our family.
Yes, it did what it needed to do.
But as soon as we didn't need it anymore, it was out of there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sometimes you need to look at, the happiness factor. Is this aligned with your giftings, the things you're interested in, the skills that you have, where you can feel like you're meaningfully contributing? Sometimes you're making a move towards a job because it's higher pay, but you don't necessarily feel any passion about it. And you know, that can really take a toll. Sometimes you can just show up to a job, punch the hours in and get the paycheck and you're fine. And some people that actually doesn't matter to them if they feel connected to their work or not. There's plenty of people out there that their work is just a vehicle to get a paycheck so they can build the life that they enjoy at home. That's fine. But there are some people where if you are not happy at work, it's going to bleed into everything else you do. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be happy elsewhere. And so for those of you who are more sensitive to that, you really do need to work on finding something that is satisfying.
There's also a continuum here too. There's the, you know what? I go in, I clean this thing or I'm helping manufacture that thing, whatever it is. Like, it doesn't really light me up, but
I'm putting food on
the
table.
I'm just doing my thing. Mm-hmm. All right, that's fine. But there's the, I'm dreading going in. I am miserable while I'm there. I'm worried about it all the time when I'm not there. Mm-hmm. Those are two very different experiences. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't necessarily like you need to love everything all the time about your job.
It's okay if you don't.
It's definitely okay if
you won't
don't.
Hear the online influencers tell you that because they're trying to get you to start a business
with their program.
Yeah. Yes. Their business is telling you that you're unsatisfied with your life.
Yes. And again, also to keep in mind, an increase in pay with a higher paying job will often come with more responsibility. And with more responsibility can come a little bit extra, just a little bit more to carry. Mm-hmm. So it can be a little bit more stressful. Again, this isn't, if it's one bit less satisfied or happy, get away. Again, it's just something to consider, take into account as part of your discernment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. My favorite one. My favorite
cost.
Coping mechanism cost. And you know what? We've known this for a long time, but I'd say that day when we were leading the Money Together live workshop, there was another guy in the audience who kind of raised his hand as we answered this question.
Yeah.
And he is the one who I'd say gave it the coined name of coping mechanism cost.
Yeah,
that's how you explain it. Yes, that's how you sum it up. And he said, he temporarily at one point got a job as a truck driver. Mm-hmm. Big pay. You can make six figures driving trucks. But you're on the road. You are not home with your family. You are gone all the time for a long time. And it just takes a toll on you. And it takes a toll on your family. And he said that he calculated it with his wife that if he took, I think it was something really significant, like $15,000 or $20,000 pay cut, just getting a job right around their hometown in some unrelated field, that he estimated that it was probably going to be about the same impact on their family. Financially speaking, but he'd get all this time with them because there was this coping mechanism cost. With him gone on the road, he would spend more on things because he was lonely, bored, or tired, and his wife at home holding down the fort, raising the kids, dealing with tantrums, people getting up in the night, all the things, sickness. She was going to be spending more with just dealing with the stresses of life and not having a partner to help with all of that.
And simple things too of, I'm out on the road. I'm going to be going to restaurants more often for my meals.
Food's going to cost more.
And you're busy at home, so you're probably going to order out a little bit more. Or not be able to meal plan as strategically or whatever it is, you know?
So he kind of brought that up. And we, I think, had our first taste of it recently. And when it was happening, I was like, oh, John, it's the coping mechanism cost. And do you care if I dive into a little bit of the details? Okay. So without getting into too many of the details, some of you are on our email list. And so you know this loosely already. But gosh, what was it? The Sunday before Thanksgiving, you got a phone call from a family member who had a really scary diagnosis they were looking at.
Yes.
And so Jonathan flew out to Pennsylvania to be with his family as they kind of more in depth understood what was going on, ran some testing, kind of figured some things out. We're still not completely there, but you were over there for what, a week?
A week. Yeah, I was gone for a week.
You were gone for a week. And we've been running a really tight budget this entire fall because we're trying to scrape every possible penny to put towards adoption.
Yes.
And so the Texeras have decided we are cutting way back on basically everything that's optional, if you will. You know, a little, we're prioritizing we're not making our kids, you know, wear clothes with holes and do nothing fun and eat gruel. We're still, we're having a balanced life, but we're just not doing a ton of extra stuff. Okay. Nobody's suffering here in a disproportionate way. But while you were gone, our budget had to get reworked multiple times. It was Thanksgiving week. So we hosted. So I was cooking a lot, which meant a lot of mess. I also hosted a birthday party, and I'm not the fun parent.
Nope.
And so just all these things combined. I ordered Chinese takeout one night. I tried to rent a movie once, but then somehow you saved us and bought it on with like your Google money.
Yeah.
But yeah. I needed something to do with the kids. I was ready to spend $10 renting a movie.
You're going to get somewhere.
I was desperate, looking for anything. Took the kids to Chick-fil-A the day after Thanksgiving because I was absolutely sick and tired of cooking. And
that's where that $98 went.
Oh my goodness! And my mom paid for all of us. It was fine, but it got us out of the house. I didn't have to cook. I spontaneously got one of our kids' ears pierced because I was looking for something to do.
Yes, you did.
We got to get out of the house. The more we were out of the house, the better, as far as I was concerned, because if we're out of the house, we're not making a mess. If we're out of the house, we're not fighting.
Yeah.
So it was just all this. And then, gosh, what else did I do? I bought some shoes on eBay when I was taking a bath one night because I was so stressed out.
Maybe this should be a second part of the financial forgiveness episode.
And then I bought a bunch of Christmas presents online. You know, I was trying to take advantage of some of the like Black Friday, blah, blah, blah.
You get anything for me?
I'll have to go back and look. I don't remember now. But I remember there were a couple things that I felt like, you know what? If Jonathan was here, he'd scour out a deal or two. But I don't care. I just want this done. And so because you weren't here, I overpaid on some Christmas gifts. And I willingly chose that. And I didn't care.
Wow.
Yeah. So there was a coping mechanism cost.
It seems so.
Hey, it's not like you weren't doing anything. You were eating donuts. You were going out to eat. You were doing your own thing.
Parents paid for those.
Yes, but we were able to experience that very upfront.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Up close and personal. Absolutely. And just like, wow, just him being gone in 1 week, you know, I'm going to estimate $100 on things that were just me trying to survive and keep the peace and take care of myself a little bit. But if you were in town, none of it would have happened.
Hmm.
And so I could absolutely see, yeah, how several hundred dollars a month, if you had a travel job or something like that, you are going to be having coping mechanisms. And again, I'm not saying that that's bad.
Calling a coping mechanism does kind of color it a little bit, but really, it's not necessarily a negative thing here. We're not saying it's bad. We're just saying you're doing these because you're experiencing these other costs.
Yes.
So you're trying to offset those, maybe those emotional costs, and that offsetting can often have a financial component to it.
Yep. Yeah. So we bring up the time cost, the happiness cost, the coping mechanism cost, more so that you can accurately lay out a full picture, including those sneaky cons that oftentimes they don't make it onto the list. You know, oftentimes people just exclude these types of things in the calculation. And I want you to really fairly compare things, because sometimes more money ends up not being more money. You know, you've got a spouse who's just not home as much, or they're on the road and you need cleaning help once a month. Hey, that's looking like $350 a month. Mm-hmm. You have to anticipate these things, or else you're just going to go in and end up frustrated because, well, now they're working longer, they're working harder, they're traveling more, and the money just that you thought was going to be there just isn't there. And that is a recipe for extreme frustration. I don't want that for anybody. So I want this to be a real win-win. So go in calculating all the things you need to calculate. And hey, at the end of the day, there still might be a financial win as well. And if you go in with eyes wide open and you make your calculations correctly, this can be a win-win all around. So if you enjoy this topic and you dig Catholic financial formation and just want to learn more, why don't you join us over inside our Catholic Money Academy? This is where the Catholic Money course, our signature 12-module course, is at. And in there, we go over our financial phases and our money milestones. We teach you the step-by-step method to managing your money practically with virtue, as well as just we do live Q&As. We bring in different guest experts to teach on different aspects of finances, etc. So join us over in there. Let's get started. Let's have more of these conversations and start really building a solid, peaceful financial foundation for you today. So that's over at walletwin.com/academy. Until next time, bye for now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit spokestreet.com.